This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, according to the Census Bureau via the Pew Research Center, more than 29 million Latinos eligible to vote this coming Tuesday. That's almost 13% of the entire electorate. Political spending and campaign decision-making are some peculiar mix of demographics and instinct and black magic, yes, so there hasn't been a whole lot of investment in ads targeting Latino voters. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from KUT in Austin, what voters do hear in Spanish-language ads can be quite different from what they hear in English.
In Texas, you can see ads for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Ted Cruz in English.
"I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message."
Texas is booming.
And in Spanish, like this ad featuring the senator's dad, who came to the U.S. from Cuba in the late 1950s.
"La promesa de libertad me ayudó a resistir la tortura."
Juan Cicada has seen both ads. The 33-year-old Austinite is a computer scientist and bilingual. He says the Spanish ad seems to take a different tack, with the elder Cruz talking about the opportunities America gave him as a refugee and the American dream.
"Yeah, you can definitely see the complete difference, right? So there is no talk about, here's this policy, here is this position that's being taken. It is completely emotional."
Tugging at the heartstrings has been the playbook for most political ads in Spanish, says Marissa Abrajano. She teaches political science at the University of California, San Diego.
"A lot of the Spanish language ads were really focused on culture, on these emotional messages, talking about the American dream and Latinos caring about family values, shared values."
She worries that Spanish-only voters will be left in the dark if these ads only play on emotion and talk less about economic growth, taxes, or health care.
"If you specifically design Spanish language ads that omit much more policy content than English language ads, then Spanish-speaking voters are not getting the same kind of information that monolingual English language folks get."
Almost a third of all eligible voters in Texas and California are Hispanic, and their numbers are growing in many states across the country. Many of those households speak predominantly Spanish. The Democratic Party did spend some cash this week to galvanize the Spanish-speaking vote, but overall, is spending on Spanish-language ads going through the roof?
"The answer to that question is not really."
That's Armando Azarloza. He runs an L.A. marketing firm and used to help craft TV ads in Spanish for Republican candidates. He says we won't have a clear picture of exactly how much has been spent on Spanish ads until after the midterms. We do know that spending during the 2016 presidential campaign was less than $3 million, down from $20 million 10 years before. Azarloza thinks eventually there's going to be a tipping point.
"We're a larger part of the electorate every single year, but we're still, political parties still underinvest in that outreach."
In Texas, Beto O'Rourke, Ted Cruz's Democratic challenger, also has ads in English and Spanish. He's fluent in Spanish, so recording one more ad just requires another take, not really a heavy investment. The real cost of both campaigns goes into figuring out where to place those ads. Yale University political science professor Alex Kopic recently published a study on the effectiveness of ads in Spanish.
"The major cost, and this is why I think we don't see more candidates doing it, is if you hit a monolingual English-only person with the Spanish version, they react extremely negatively."
He says it could be that English-only speakers tend to bristle at ads in Spanish because they want the candidates to appeal to their own culture. Kopic says the main problem campaigns have is that the data on who speaks Spanish in a community isn't specific enough.
"You know, this might be the sort of thing that works better when you can target at the individual level, like online advertisements."
Your online behavior, what you search for and what you read, tells a politician more about what language you prefer than your zip code does, which means the future of Spanish political ads could be more targeted to your Facebook feed than what's on your TV. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.